grab the right mic. This is NAKPR. Yeah, we had a little bit of wind come through here, a little bit of rain, nothing real big. Just, I was a little further south of it, so. But, yeah. Hopefully they didn't have a tornado, but yeah, Brown's right. They've had tornadoes every month of the year around here, so just something that you don't expect, but it's possible. And got some leaves up yesterday. Still got, I got one tree that's probably like 95% empty, and then I got two trees that are probably 25% or 20% of the leaves are still on them. Two trees with that, so I still got leaves to do. Probably for a couple more weeks, depending on how anxious they are to jump off the tree. But that's that. Deal with it on a day-to-day basis. But other than that, got all the patio furniture put away, and gardens filled up, worked up, and just taking care of business for winter gets here. And I probably shouldn't say this, but all my antennas seem to be okay, but hopefully they stay that way for the winter. But they say they always work better when you work on them in the winter. I think that's just some kind of a story. But anyways, well, I did run across a kind of a unique web page today. Website. It's called Radio Garden. And what it is it has a picture of the goal, you know, the world. And these little green dots all over the globe where there's broadcast radio stations, and you just put the circle over top of it, and it'll turn it on for you. So whatever country you're in, whatever, you know, you can listen to radio from that town, whatever town it's located in, which I thought was kind of unique. So I was traveling around. I went through Russia and Australia, New Zealand, and them always said we got to go, so I had to leave. But so I haven't got back to play with it yet, but I thought it was kind of interesting. Radio Garden. Back to that, NAKPR.
Okay, Bob, that sounds interesting. It says Radio Garden or Guard, over.
Garden, G-A-R-D-E-N, like you grow vegetables in. Radio Garden, NAKPR.
Okay, and one other quick question, also like AM and FM stations, over?
That I couldn't tell you, but I'm kind of guessing they're FM stations just by what they were doing. You know, they had some talk radio, they were playing music, and but it sounded like more like, especially in Australia, obviously, I didn't understand the Russian ones, but although they were playing American music on there. With English lyrics, and but Australia and New Zealand sounded like an FM station you'd hear around here, you know, joking around and whatnot on it. So, and the quality of the sound was, well, obviously it's going to be whatever your Wi-Fi server is, how good it is, but it had FM quality sound to it. So I was impressed by it actually. But like I said, I didn't make it over to Europe or anything. I was just kind of heading west. But yeah. Radio Garden. It's pretty cool. Back to net, NAKPR.
Hey, okay, Bob. Well, thanks for that. I will definitely try that out. When I was a kid, I was constantly on my shortwave radio that I built. I actually built a couple of them. I listened around because, hey, we didn't have internet and stuff back in those days, but thanks for that. Okay, before I worked out the end of the list, I just got a couple comments. I stumbled across a special event going on yesterday that piqued my interest. It was the Air Force Mars 76th anniversary special event. And it's going on, it started the 5th of this month and goes through tomorrow. But there are, let's see, 10 regular stations and 4 bonus stations to contact, W1A through W1L, and then a couple other stations. So I think I worked them all, so I'll be in line to get a certificate, hopefully. And then while I was doing that, I got a chance to work the Edmund Fitzgerald special event. I'll probably try to get a certificate or a QSL card for that. And I've had some operator-induced problems with my two ICOM radios I use for digital. Nothing wrong with the radios. It was my problem. I found out later. So they gave me a chance to get out my old Yaesu FT-857D and got that up and running. I haven't played with that radio for a long time, but got it set up for digital, got it reprogrammed, and so that's good to go if I ever need it, I guess. All right, with that, are there any other check-ins for tonight's MidMichigan RAG 2Net? Please call in ADRL.
Okay.
All right, let's go back to the top of the list, KC8YVF, with Dave to follow. Go ahead, Ron.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot for the information. One bit of news, we have a new ham radio operator in Saginaw County, Jay Cooper from MMR, one of the directors there, is now a ham radio operator. He got his license. He went down to Shiawassee County last month, got his license, passed that. He said he was 15 questions short of passing his general, so he's going to continue to work on to that. His call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Charlie November Hotel, KF8CNH. So if you hear him on the air, hopefully, Jay, if you're listening in, I gave him the information. He said he was going to try and listen in to one of our, on the repeater at least, and I gave him this net and our Monday night net tomorrow night. So anyhow, congratulations if you're out there. Congratulations on getting your ticket. And hopefully I might be able to stop by the club, or we've got an Aries training coming up on the 21st. So let me cover that quick. The 21st, out at the airport, Harry Brown Airport, will be a week earlier than normal because normally we're on the fourth Thursday of the month. That's Thanksgiving. So I don't think anybody's going to show up for that one. We do it a week early on the 21st this month. We will be doing a mesh-tastic training. So, Dave, up in Midland, good time for you to come out to learn that. And I'm going to send out an email here to the Midland guys and to the Bay City guys. Hopefully your presidents or your vice president, somebody in the club will send it out to everybody. And then just pass the word. If you're interested in mesh-tastic, what it is, how it works, things like that, we'll do a presentation on it, talk about it. We'll have some gear there as well. I know Rick will have some, and Mike, and myself, and that. So I've got a couple of different presentations to run through. Coming up on the 21st, it will be at 7 p.m. out at Harry Brown Airport, our usual spot. So hope to see a lot of you there. Spread the word on that one. Following day, on the 22nd, Friday, is Saginaw's last public service event. This is Holiday in the Heart of the City. This is where we fill out Santagrams for the children. Basically, it's a modified radiogram. The children give us their name, their city, and a couple of toys that you'd like. And then that information is passed along. Jim Wade from Indiana, basically. He's almost down to St. Louis. He's coming back up again. He'll be our featured person for the weekend. He does all the Morse code, so he takes those messages, and he sends them up to a friend of his up into Fairbanks, Alaska. So Jim's he's up at the, and I can't remember his name at the present time, but he takes all of those messages from Jim at the Children's Zoo there. We're also at the Hoyt Library on Saturday to do the same thing. So all of those messages get delivered up to Fairbanks, and then as he's done in the past, he writes all of those out, and he sends those to the City Council of North Pole, Alaska. So all the kids get their messages from the zoo there and at the library delivered up to North Pole. So something we've been doing for numerous years. I've been with the club since 2003, and I know it's been before that, so for me at least 21 years of having that done, and I know it was many years before that as well. So those are some things coming up here. If you haven't been down to that, it's a good time. They light the waterworks. and have all sorts of food vendors and other things happening down Washington, M13 there, that passes through through the city, through downtown Saginaw. So it's a real good time. And on the radio garden, I brought that up as you were talking about that, all of the radio stations. I was just moving around on the map, and different radio stations would pop up and start playing on my speakers here. So kind of cool thing. So thanks for that information as well. And the calendar. I've been doing the ARR calendar for, oh my goodness, 10 plus years. That's kind of, usually my wife will get that for me as a Christmas present every year. That's the only way I can stay up on when the different contests are, even though I don't get much of a chance to participate in them. At least I know what's up on the calendar, what's coming up, and things like that. So it's a good thing to have. I always have one here hanging in the shack, so I got quick reference to it. So thanks, Dave, for doing the net. 73 to everyone. Have a good week. We'll hear some of you on the Monday night net, Saginaw Monday night net, tomorrow night. So talk to you later, K8YBF. Back to net.
Well, very good, and thanks for all the information. And, yeah, I forgot about that you'll have an Aries meeting. If the calendar is out there by your Aries meeting, I will let you know, and you and Mike can get that filled out, get all your dates in there. All right, next up is Dave, KE8PCQ. Rick, it was one and out, so Minnie, you'll be up next. Go ahead, Dave. Oh, before I turn it over to you, Dave, I wanted to tell you that I visited one of your favorite places yesterday. The Valley Arrow Club had a chili fly-in over to Bay City Clements. So I flew over there from Harry Brown. It took me like 5 minutes. Would have taken me 5 minutes, but I took the kind of the long route. They had a great chili lunch. I think Grandpa Tony's is the that's usually the restaurant that they have when they have a special event going on. They get Grandpa Tony's, so it was very good. They had about a lot of people there, 30 different airplanes, had some really nice classic old airplanes. So I thought of you when I was over there. Go ahead, Dave.
NADRL in the group. Well, that's kind of an interesting thing. I've got a couple friends that still fly out there, and one of them does the Angel of Mercy thing all the time, Chuck Binder. And he's been doing that for probably 20 years. Got the Yaesu wire, or the cable, I should say, for my FT5DR, and I can finally try and do Winlink on FM. So that's going to be the project for this week. And good ideas on the calendar, guys. It does jostle your memory when it's sticking in front of you. Other than that, everybody have a great week. Take care. Good to hear Rob on the radio again. And welcome, Jay. 73, God bless. You guys have a good week.
Okay, Dave. Well, thanks for all that. Yeah, congratulations on Jay getting his ticket. I'm sure he will enjoy the hobby and have a great time incorporating it with his day job. Benny, you're up next with Rob to follow, KD8PAZ.
Well, good evening again there, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. It's good to have a new ham in there. I don't know, maybe he may be some relation of mine. My maiden name was Cooper, so I don't know. But anyway, it's good to have him in there, and it's good to have everybody on the radio tonight. So talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ, back to NADRL.
Okay, Benny. Very good. Thank you for your comments. Rob, you're up next with Bob to follow, KC8SDL.
Hey, very good. NADRL in the group here. Kilowatt Charlie 8. Excuse us. Thanks for all the kudos from the fellow hams out there, Dave there and Benny. all the other folks, I do appreciate that. Okay, you're talking about back when you're a young man, you were listening to your shortwave radio. Yep, my first shortwave radio I built. It was a Radio Shack Low Patrol regenerative receiver, four-band. I built that from Radio Shack. It was the first print circuit board I made, soldered, and I did great. Turned it on. It worked good. Could not believe the stations I could get in the evening hours, like in the summertime, you know, when I was on vacation from high school, middle school, actually. What I could hear, you know, you go to a big city and spend a dial and hit your old stations. When shortwave one time, you could hear that all the time. You used to get a kick out of VOA, BBC, Radio Moscow, Radio China International, you name it, I heard it. And another one was the Voice of South Africa. They had that little guitar jingle, and that was pretty neat. So, okay, other than that, yeah, like I said, I had a good week here back home and doing good here. And like I said, I got to see the doctor here probably next week to have the stitches taken out of my amputation. But when I before I got released, the staff doctor, McLaren West, said that it healed out very good, no other issues with the other two toes beside it, which I'm kind of glad. So, other than that, got a frog in my throat, sir. There we go. But, yeah, I'm doing good. And, I mentioned, I got a hold of Lauren, but him and Jody's all deer hunting today, so he said he didn't see much, but the doorbell cameras in his house went off when we had that little storm went through, but it's here and gone. So, okay, David, again, thank you very much. I chatted with you on the phone there the other day there, and you know, things are really looking good here. So, the line of voice of Casey, that's Yell, is back on the air. So, all right, 73J, God bless you, and everybody from the Savara Net, thank you for all the well wishes to me. NAERL, the group here, you know, Charlie, Sears, South Lima, Rob Basie, 73J, will work.
Okay, Rob. Yeah, always glad to keep track of you, so to speak, and also glad that you're back home and on the radio. Are there any, let's see, is there anyone else? Bob, you're up next. Didn't mean to skip you there, but any KPR, then we're at the end of the list. So go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, no worries. Welcome back to the game, Rob. You're back in the lineup. So glad to hear everything worked out for you. Yeah, not much else to say, but be on here tomorrow night if everything goes well, if I remember. I got a problem remembering stuff lately. My wife gets me busy on something, and all of a sudden I realize it's like, oh, man, I'm missing that. But, oh, well, it's not a life or death thing, you know, but I'd like to make it out here as much as I can. But thanks for doing that. 7th, everybody have a great evening, and I'll be back out here tomorrow night. Back to the net control. This is NAKPR.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, sorry. You might be last, but you're definitely not the least. Always enjoy your comments, and you have a good week, too. We're at the end of the list. Anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Rank 2 Net? Is there anyone who has any comments before we leave?
ACAYVF.
Recheck, please, Dave.
Okay, I've got Rob and Ron for recheck. Ron, go ahead.
This Lions game is on at 8 o'clock, so go Lions. Back to that, KCAYVF.
Yes, sir. I'm all set up with the chips and ready to go. Thanks for the reminder, Ron. Go ahead, Rob.
Thank you for the letting me get back in. I bumped the power up on the ICOM. All copy now, over.
Well, it's good. I should have mentioned that your previous transmission was good, too. Yeah, no scratching this, over.
So on that, thank you for the kind words. And the flowers. Yep, go Lions. Me and the wife's going to watch it on our new TV in the bedroom. I cannot wait. As soon as I sign, I'm going upstairs to watch the game. Go Lions. Well, David, again, thank you for everything. God bless you. Any era on the group, hear what Shirley H. Street does. We want back tonight. Take care, Dave.
Mr. Rob, you too. All right. We are at the end. This completes tonight's net. Including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave and ADRL. This net is now closed at 7:36 p.m. local, and repeaters turn back to normal amateur use. 73s, gang, have a great week.
KCYVF, KCVOA.
Yeah, go ahead, Red.
All right, I was just checking the website for recyclables, and I see yard waste for Monday routes, which we are a Monday route. They end December 2nd. December 2nd.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I know different for each week there, so for for north side and south side. So, all right, still first week of December. That gives me at least a little time here to try and get cleaned up. My neighbor's tree in the backyard is about halfway down, so hopefully it comes down in the next week or two so I can get it cleaned up. Thanks, Rick. KCYVF.
Yeah, I was looking for that calendar for recycles when the recycles go out. I thought they were out last week, but maybe they weren't. I'm seeing neighbors got recyclable cans out. I hate taking them out and then have to turn around and bring them back full, so I'm trying to find that calendar.